Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Oh, wow, what a beautiful morning it is. And welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I welcome you today to the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable, a Blog Talk Radio program. I'm so excited today. It's a beautiful day on the outside. As they say, we have liquid sunshine. And, of course, it is very fitting for our topic for today, rain. The rain is what we need to nurture the ground so that the seed can grow and develop into whatever the product is that we are looking to obtain from that seed. And it's interesting. I was looking out and I was thinking, what a wonderful, wonderful day. A lot of times people want to say, oh, it's raining, it's not a good day. Every day is a good day. Every day is an excellent day. The rain is good. And I see the switchboard is full, and people are clicking in and have their hands up already. I will get to you. I just want to do a little monologue on our topic today. I am so excited about our radio program, about the things that are happening, and the opportunity to speak to mothers and daughters around the world. I tell you, I don't take that for granted. And, of course, giving honor to God in the name of Jesus Christ, I am so grateful and thankful for the opportunity to speak to you this morning and the opportunity to have mothers and daughters sitting around the round table listening and discussing the topics and actually taking it to the next level. Every time I get an email or a phone call from someone saying, you know, when you end the show, you really want to continue the process. We actually want you to stay on. Can you extend it for 2 hours? And I'm like, wow, 2 hours is a lot. I think an hour, we can get enough stimulation going that it would generate a good conversation in the home or, you know, via the telephone with friends and mothers and daughters. And that makes me feel good because they're interested and they're actually talking about the subject and what it means to them. And a lot of times, you know, the ones that are really carrying on the conversations to the next level are the individuals that, you know, don't want to talk on the radio, but they get it and they call their friends and they discuss it and they're little groups of mothers and daughters that are coming together. It's sort of like waiting to exhale, you know, when all the ladies get together to go to the movies and watch the movie together and then come back and have these little stimulating parties. I'm getting that kind of feedback from our radio program, and that makes me feel good. Because sometimes when you are sharing your thoughts with someone, you're not quite sure how they are interpreting those thoughts and what those thoughts mean to them and if you're really doing good. So when you call me, when you email me, it lets me know that I'm on the right track and to keep going. This is not a paid job. This is something that I do because God inspired me to do it, and that's all the pay I need. But the reward out of all of that is just to hear that it is the words that I'm using is generating thoughts that is mind-provoking to the listeners, and they're doing something about it. They're listening. They're implementing some of the strategies that we talk about. They're having conversations with individuals that they haven't had conversations with in years. That is very powerful, and I thank God for using me to be the vehicle or the vessel to use that to deliver that message. Like I say, I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher. I'm your host for this morning, Blog Talk Radio. We have an exciting topic. I guess she says it at every Saturday morning because I believe in it. I believe that when I seek the Holy Spirit and I get a topic, I know that that topic is going to touch someone in the audience on that day. I don't know who it is, but I know someone is going to get inspired, motivated from the words that we speak. And you know that I am a word person. That's my platform. That's what I believe in. I believe in the word. and how powerful the word is and how it affects you. So from that, we will generate our topic and make the discussion around that. Everything that we do is based around words. So you'll hear me talking about words over and over and over again. You know, don't get tired, don't get bored, because, you know, repetition, the more you hear something, the more motivated you are, the more faith you have in it, you're going to learn something every time. As I read a book, I'm inspired, I learn something. If I'm listening to some conversation or if I'm in a discussion, you're listening to words. That's all you're going to hear are words. And those words are the key that will generate or open that door to generate a thought for you to make an interpretation, which brings about your actions to whatever it is that you're dealing with. And our topic today is how a mother and daughter can invest in their relationship. You know, when that topic came up in my spirit, I was like, invest. Yeah, how can a mother and daughter invest in their relationship? There's a number of ways. But before we get into that, I want to just do a little housekeeping. I want to talk about the mother and daughter. Please, I want to tell you that we have quite a few mothers and daughters, some sisters and some mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws that have signed up to go on the cruise November the 12th through the 15th. And we are going to the Bahamas and stopping at a private island, Coco Cay. It's going to be a fun, interesting type of cruise. You'll get all the flavor from the cruise, but you also walk off that ship, bond and strengthen within your relationship with the person in which you came in. I can guarantee you that. Your relationship will never be the same once you get off of that ship, because it's the techniques and the type of interactions that we are going to do and the discussion is just going to lift and motivate you, and it's just going to remove some of the small things that's in your mind that really doesn't matter. Why are you holding on to it? Let it go, and you'll be in a safe place that you can release, and it will be okay, because everybody's going to be releasing something during that conference. One of the key things that I'm getting from some of the ladies that are coming, you know, they say, you know, my son want to come with me, my husband want to come, or my boyfriend want to come. Is that okay? And I said, that's fine. You know, I don't care how many men come. It's just that when we're in the sessions, it will be for mother and daughters only, or the sister or mother-in-law, the team that come in, the makeup of that team for the workshop. And what I did say to them was maybe at the end of it, we can have a round table discussion and then bring your men friend in and we can talk about some of the things that we discussed and maybe get some feedback from them. It'll be an interesting dialogue. We're not trying to cut them out. You know, I think it'd be great if they want to come. You can reach us at blogtalkradio.com/the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network. With a dash in between each word. That will take you straight to our page. You can go online. You can listen to us. And if you want to talk to us and become a part of the conversation, you want to dial 347-539-5078. Click 1, and I will see your signal and get to you as soon as I possibly can so that you can participate. So as I say every Saturday morning, I want you to sit back, relax, get your mother and daughter, your friend, your sister, your grandmother, your stepmother, your stepdaughter, mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, and enjoy your favorite drink as we share our mother and daughter stories. You don't want to miss the show. Our stimulating, honest conversation today is about how a mother and daughter can invest into their relationship. I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm your host. I like that topic because when you're thinking about investing in your daughter, most times when you hear the word invest, you're thinking about, or most people are thinking about, you know, stocks, bonds, 401k, you know, insurance, property, savings accounts, you know, and you're looking for a return on those investments. You put that money, those assets in a particular place because you want it to grow. You want it to develop and to give you a return. Otherwise, you just put it in the mattress. You just keep it. Even if you put it in the bank with that little 2%, you still want that 2% because you're giving them something from you that is dear and close to your heart, your money. You work for it. It's precious to you, and you're allowing them to use your money, and they're going to pay you 2%. I think it's ridiculous, but that's the way it is. But you want it. So we're going to talk today about what you're investing into your daughter and what is your daughter investing, daughters investing into their mothers. You want a return, but are you investing anything? We're going to get deeper into that, and I'm going to go over a couple more things, but I don't want to miss this because this is something that I'm getting to, and that is, and I try to remember everything that I get emails or calls about, and one is that, you know, some people want to talk to me one-on-one, and so I have a number that you can call me, and you can schedule an appointment. You just call and tell me when it's a good time, and then I'll check my email. It will come to my email, and then I can call you back. Okay? My number, that number would be 786-462-6470. 786-462-6470. And that is for a private conversation, if you want to have a private conversation with me. You know, I really didn't think about it, and I'm always given an email address, and a lot of times people not, you know, they don't use the Internet. And then, well, how can I get in touch with you if I just want to talk to you? Sometimes I have something that come up into my mind, and then I don't know who to discuss it with. And so, you know, can I, and so I have a number now. That is the number that you can call, and I will call you back. You can guarantee, I can guarantee you that will happen. And that's 786-462-6470. And, of course, the one thing that I forgot about, I forgot to give you Roberta's number for the cruise. If you want to go on the cruise, $50 deposit is still good until the 20th of this month. And by the end of August, the entire package needs to be paid for. The cruise is $389 for a Wonder cabin and $326 for an inside cabin, which is good for 3 days. That's a very good price. You can call Roberta at 305-628-1420. That's 305-628-1420. And we'll be leaving out of Miami. Be a good time to come down and hang out with me. That's where I'm at, in Miami. Okay. Just as a reminder, I want you to remember the mother and daughter roundtable is strictly about having an honest conversation. So if you're not going to share an honest story, you won't be able to help another mother and daughter with something that you just make up because, you know, it's just not going to fly. But if you're telling a story and it's honest from your heart, you're going to help a mother and daughter heal. We had a young lady on last week. And I've gotten so many calls because the story was so penetrating. You know, it really stopped a lot of people. They said, you know, we didn't call in because there was nothing left to say. It was just so complete that what do you add to it? It was just more than enough, and there was nothing else they wanted to add. And I thought, wow. And it was very powerful. We grew from it, and I was pleased, as always. But don't let that hold you back. She wants to hear what you have to say as well because everyone, to me, has a piece to add. It's motivating, you know, and the more conversations, participants in the conversation, the better the conversation is to the whole audience because what you have to say is going to reach a group of people, and each one of you have an audience out here within the total audience that we're speaking to. So don't ever hold back on your conversation. Share, because everyone is coming from a different perspective, and someone needs to hear what you have to say. All right. into our topic for today. Thank you for allowing me to just go on and on and on about little things that, you know, kind of matter to me, I guess you'd say. I appreciate you. I look at the switchboard, it's completely filled, and my heart is just smiling all over the place because I know you care and I know you are interested in the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network, a program that God ordained. He sent me to Florida to set up the first Mother and Daughter Bonding Center, to start the first Mother and Daughter Bonding magazine, and I appreciate it. You don't know what it means to me to look at the switchboard and see that you are there and your support and your love to something that God has ordained, and a blessing upon you for that. Our topic, how a mother and daughter can invest in their relationship. Now, there are many ways to invest in your mother and daughter relationship. As most of you know, as you have listened throughout the previous shows, that I'm a believer in the word. And I said that earlier, that your words create your thoughts, and your thoughts create your visions, and your visions will manifest into reality. So if you don't like your life or don't like where you are in your relationship and want to change it, you simply change what you say. That's how powerful the word is. Whatever you say and you believe it, it will manifest, because the words that you use will eventually just put a thought in your head, and that thought will generate a picture, which is an image. You will see it. And once you see something within your own mind, your own head, it's hard for someone to tell you that that's not reality. Now, the trick is, you know, where are you getting the words from? Are they your words? Are the words that you're getting out of someone's book? Are the words you're getting from another conversation? Are the words that you're hearing on television? And then you're allowing those words to generate a thought in your mind, which is projecting an image. And then it creates a reality for you. Sometimes I say, you know, reading is good. I think it's excellent to read. But you have to be careful what you read. Because, and I'll say this as a person that I know that reads a lot, you know, each time when they completed a book, their personality changed, and they became the image of those words. And I would say, you need to stop reading so many books, because those words are affecting your behavior and your mindset. So you have to be careful with what you read as well as what you are listening to. Now, the words that I chose or was actually placed in my spirit was five words, and I base these words on the positive relationship of bonding that you can use to enforce the level of bonding and strength within your mother and daughter relationship, or the relationship between friends, husbands, wives, boyfriends, whatever. It's basic. And if you use it and look at it from the broad perspective, you'll be able to take these words, just five different things, and then, you know, it's actually a phrase that you can take them and you can develop them any way you want, from a negative to a positive. But, of course, here we are always going to look at it from the positive. And the first word is trust. You know, trust. If you don't trust a person, you cannot love the person. Now, people say, oh, I love them, but I just don't trust them. It's like water and oil. You cannot mix the two. They will separate. I love you, but I don't trust you. I trust you, but I don't love you. I mean, what are you doing? Think about that. The third one, hugs. Now, hugs are very important to me. And, you know, my daughter would say to me sometimes, Mommy, why do you hug everybody? And it's just a part of my personality. That's what I do. I hug, and when people come to my office, I greet them with a hug. And to me, it's just a way of saying hello, welcome, I really appreciate you being here, and extend by exchanging energy with that particular person. The next thing is, the fourth one is smiles. You know, you can pass and transfer energy and love to someone walking on the street by simply giving them the most beautiful smile, and they know something will go into their spirit and they can feel that. You don't have to say a word, just a smile. The other is eye contact. If you can't look a person in the eye, it's kind of hard for them to be able to feel your spirit because, you know, as we all know, the eyes are the window, the windows are to our soul. So when you look at this and you're talking about your relationship, and today we're talking about mothers and daughters, but you can extend it and place anyone into this scenario. The mother and daughter relationship, if you don't trust your daughter, it's hard for you to love her to the extent in which she needs to be loved. And when you stop hugging your daughter, you disconnect from her. And when you stop smiling, she starts interpreting that maybe in a way of what's wrong, why is, what's going on with mother, she's not looking at me. And then you can reverse these two because it's not always from the mother to the daughter. You know, I use the mother to the daughter because we are the one that is responsible for the relationship. We are the ones that should make it work. So I'm always going to start from the mother because we have more wisdom, more knowledge, and God has put us in front of our daughters in order to lead and guide them, to help make them the best that they can be, a godly woman. And the fifth one, eye contact. I'm telling you, if you can't look them in the eye, it actually bothers me when I'm talking to someone and they're looking everywhere but at me. Or if they're sitting there with their sunglasses on, I can't figure it all out. So I'm uneasy, and I'm trying to figure out what are they thinking, you know. So I'm having another conversation in my head. The point I'm trying to get to as we go on down about the investment into your daughter is that I want you to first look at the words, because the word is the investment into your daughter. Words are the most powerful drug to a human mind. And I'm going to say that again. Words are the most powerful drug to a human mind. You know, food-based thing and all these things, I can't even name them because I don't know them, but, you know, those things have their limits, but the word has an infinite number of meanings. It is impossible to interpret a word's meaning within the thought of each individual mind. So, we can never capture how a person is interpreting our words. I mean, we can look at some of their behavior, but it still doesn't define the way they interpret that word. And then they tell you, oh, I thought you meant, but is that really what they interpret it to be? We will never know. That's why it's so important to pay close attention to the words that come out of your mouth. As you have heard me say continuously, you know, words are like a bullet. Once you have spoken the word, you cannot take it back. You can apologize. You can ask to be forgiven. But you can never take the word back, because that word will hit like a bullet. It will stick. It will make a brand, and it will be there. And now the apology will fill in the gaps of the branding. But it will never erase it. It will just smooth it over. But each time you see that person, your subconscious mind will spit up, bring back the remembrance of that situation and what happened as if it had just happened. And, you know, when I'm sitting here looking and thinking, I've always been fascinated about what makes us different, but yet makes us so much alike. In my opinion, it's the word. Words are the intent. The word and the intent of the word is what makes us different. See, you have the word, and the person has an intent from the word. Because you can use a word to mean good, or you can use a word to mean something bad, or you want to hurt someone's feelings. So that's what makes us different, because of our intent that's attached to the word. The other thing that makes us more alike is the intro conversation, the conversation that we have within our head, that everyone has this conversation, so that's the alikeness. But within that, we have the interpretation of the word within that conversation. And I hope I'm making this clear enough so that it doesn't sound confusing. But what I'm trying to get you to see is that I want you to start looking at each word that you speak to anyone and say to yourself, if I use this word, what am I investing into this person? What am I investing into my daughter if I use this word? Because you know within your heart and your soul the intent behind the word. Even though you might try to fake it, you might try to play it off. No, that's not what I meant. I didn't mean that. I was just, you know, no, you took it wrong. But you know, you can't fool yourself. So keep in mind, we're talking about investments, and I'm going to bring you down to show you what you're going to have in your account when we get to the end of this. And if you're not putting in the right amount into that account, don't expect to get anything out. Because you have to invest in order to get it out. Now I want you to stop for a moment and try to remember how you felt when the doctor told you that you had a girl. That was the first word or words that came to your mind. Now only you would know that. Now just think about that. That was your first investment. That was your first investment into the mental process with your daughter. We're talking about how a mother and a daughter can invest in their relationship. I'm going to wrap this up, and I'm going to be able to bring you on because I want to hear what you think you have invested or what you think you should invest or what you want to change, the investment, you want to up it, bring it down, you know, because we want to talk about what you're going to get at the end. So when we think about investments, in most cases, like I say, you're thinking about stocks, 401k, insurance, savings account, property, personal items. You know, you're always looking at the value. And, you know, I would like to get 10%, 12% if I can off of my money. I would like to have more return. You will put a percentage on tangible items because you know that you want back. But what percentage are you putting on the words that you're investing into your daughter and into your relationship? Now, in my opinion, the first five words that we talk about, trust, love, hug, smile, eye contact, those are your investments. You will be able to share those investments with your grandchildren. You know, I'm big on that. Because it's just not about you and your daughter. It goes deeper. You got to look at the next generation, the next generation, and the next generation. So when you leave today and we finish this radio program, you should be able to go sit down and think about what are you investing? Do you need to increase your investment? Or maybe you say, well, I think I'm doing too much. I don't think you can do too much, but, you know, think about it. I've counseled many mothers and daughters that have invested into their relationships, and many of the mothers, as they get older, you know, I've had them come in and say, you know, I just don't know what's wrong with her. You know, she doesn't come by to see me. She doesn't check on me, and, you know, and I mean, just don't even care. I very seldom will call me, and she just don't come to see. And then I have friends, you know, different ones tell me, you know, I just don't understand it. I have a friend that just won't go visit her mother. Mother's in a nursing home, won't go see her. And the first thing that comes up in my mind, sometimes I'll say it, sometimes I won't, is that I wonder how much have that mother invested in that daughter. Just because you're old and you're in a nursing home, sure, you want to go check on your mother out of respect. But I tell mothers, you have to earn that respect. You have to invest in your daughter, your relationships, your grandchildren, in order to get a return. And some people say, well, you know, they owe me because I birthed her and I raised her. Okay, well, that's investment too. Just how much investment did you do when you were raising her? Did you put in enough that she thought it was enough to give back? See, don't take it as a negative. Just look at it because you get back what you put in, just like with the bank. If you go to the bank and you put in $100, you're going to get 2% on $100. You're not going to get 2% on $10,000 because you didn't put in $10,000. Why would you want to get more from your relationship than you're putting in with your daughter? So think about it. It's an investment. So I'm going to wrap this up now, and I'm coming with this. If you sow trust, you're going to reap trust. If you sow love, you're going to reap love. If you sow a hug, you're going to reap a hug. If you sow a smile, you're going to reap a smile. And if you sow or make an eye contact, you're going to get one. And that's it's just like in Mark 4, 26 through 29, it says, even God told you, you speak it. Whatever you do, he says, if you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. That's a law. So I'm not here trying to give you a hard time. It's just what Spirit put on my heart. Someone out there, I'm hoping that it touched your heart and maybe it gives you a broader perspective from your thoughts and your mind, a different vision. Wow, I never thought about it like that. Maybe I can look at, you know, doing a little bit more investing. You know, sometimes, you know, I always tell mothers and daughters, go out on a date. Make one night a week. If your daughter's close by, if not once a week, at least once a month, that you go on a date and you don't have a cell phone and you're not around a lot of people and you just sit and just look at each other and just think back, wow, I had this individual and I really, really am very proud of her. God sent this child through me. My daughter and I are traveling this weekend, and I tell you, as I ride along there and I'm looking at her, and I'm thinking, wow, we are on a wonderful mother and daughter trip. And this is my daughter. God gave her to me. What a wonderful thing. And I look at her, she's so pretty. So, you know, and you know, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking with it. And I just thank God for it, you know. So I'm going to open up the lines, and I thank you for being patient. How a mother and daughter can invest into their relationship. Want to talk? Click one, and I'll bring you on. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
Yes, today we're talking about, who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
How are you?
You having a good day?
I'm having a great day.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Today we're talking about how a mother and daughter can invest into their relationships. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, it was a great, I just enjoyed listening to you. But my thoughts are, I have a beautiful daughter. She's 20 years old, and that was something that I had prayed and asked God for. And when I found the news that I was having a daughter, the doctors later came back and said they were mistaken. But I knew with everything I had in my heart that that was my daughter. And I love her with the love of God. I teach her how to pray. I teach her how to trust God. I teach her how to speak things into existence in her life. Sometimes we've had our hard times. God has taught me one thing. He taught me you get so much more accomplished when you allow him to really help you with raising your daughter. Sometimes we want to do it all ourselves, and we just can't do that. We have to allow, give God some time to help us because we push so hard as mothers because we want the best for our daughters, and we want them to turn out to be the most powerful women of God that they can be. But sometimes our ways are not their ways, and sometimes the things that we do can harm them. So we have to be very careful to get instructions from the Lord to let him lead and guide us on how to care for our daughters. And I've had times in my life where I pushed my ideas on my daughter, and God would come back and tell me, you're being too hard on her. You make mistakes. Remember, you were a child one time too. And sometimes as mothers, as We know the mistakes that we've made. We're afraid to turn our daughters loose like we were turned loose in a way. We want to make sure they don't make those same mistakes. But without them making the mistakes, they will never have the wisdom that we have. So what we have to do as mothers is keep them prayed up. Keep praying for them. Keep trusting God to lead and guide our daughters. And give them the love that every day that you wake up, I talk to my daughter. It's not a day that goes by. My daughter's in college at North Carolina A&T in Greensboro. It's not a day that goes by that I don't talk to my daughter. When I hurt, my daughter hurts. When she hurts, I hurt. But we have a bond that's so close. And I tell any mother out there, love your daughters, but first allow God to lead and guide you and direct you on how to train your daughters. And let him take control of both of you, and it'll work out. And just like the woman of God said, Dr. Fletcher, look at them in their face and love on them and hug them. Those hugs mean everything to them and to you. And, you know, just look them in the eye and tell them how beautiful they are. Because a lot of times in our lives, we didn't think we were beautiful. And our daughters go through the same thing with hurts from relationships and being involved with people that don't treat them quite the way they should be treated. So, you know, be there for them when they want to cry. Be honest with them. Let them make you feel good. And also, just like she said, when they trust you, they won't hide and they won't lie to you. They'll be honest with you. And that's what kind of relationship my daughter and I have. We talk about everything, sex, everything. Because I tell her, you know, you have to be careful. The world is ugly out there. I talk to my daughter about everything. My mother didn't talk to me about it. But I make sure I don't leave anything out. And I don't try to scare her to death, but I tell her what's true. And that's what we need to do. We need to be honest with our daughters that love is not out there amongst a man. Love starts with them and God first. And if they love God and they love themselves, then everything falls into place.
Right. And what I'm hearing then, that one of the main things that you and Beth are hearing, every one of the five things that I mentioned this morning, I counted them off in your conversation. So you are investing into that relationship. She knows it. And I tell you, if you missed a day from calling her, she probably wouldn't know what to do. I call my daughter every morning, too. But then, of course, my mother called me every morning of my life. She would say to me, I cannot imagine getting up and getting on with my day and not being able to speak to my daughter and know that you are alive and moving around. I just can't imagine that. And it sat, those words took place in my spirit and my heart. And when my daughter got married and left, it would just replay back in my mind. Wow, I can't imagine getting up, getting going in the day and just doing things and not even knowing if she's up, if she's sick, did she drop dead last night? I mean, come on. I don't understand how people can do it. Text them, do something. Make some kind of connection. Now, I'm going to tell you something that a young lady called me this week, a mother called me, and this is a difficult time for mothers because their daughters are leaving and going to college, or sons, you know what I mean? That I've had mothers call me and say they had, you know, three sons is going to college, and the last one left. My daughter was telling me about her friend. You know, so I just don't want to place it all on daughters, but of course that's our focus. Now, with that, the mother that called me, she was saying, you know, she called and she was having a general conversation, and she said to me, "I'm a little down because I took," and that's her only child, her and her husband. She said, "I just took my daughter to college, and I don't know how I should treat that. You know, maybe I should give her space and not call." And I said, "Oh, no, trust me. Don't even think about it. She's still your daughter, and she's off at college. Don't even," and they're very close, Don't do that, because the minute you make a change in your behavior, she's going to make an interpretation. And that interpretation is going to be, well, what happened? You know, my mother don't love me. She doesn't care about me. You can't stop calling her. You know, you just say to her, look, I know you're in college. I know you need your space, but I'm here. I'm going to call you just to check in and say hello. I'm going to text you. But never disconnect. See, we think that, oh, they want to have their space. They don't really want that. Every young lady that I speak to always say to me, you know, I need my mother. They can be 22, they can be 30, they can be 50, I mean all the way up to 80. I need my mother. That is something that we cannot disconnect from. The spirit, God made it that way. So she said, thank you, Dr. Fletcher. I appreciate you saying that. She said, because I really wanted to do it right and do good. I'm like, no, I would not. No, I would have to talk to my daughter. I would call her and, you know, tell her, let's make a schedule when we can call. And then she will know you love her as well, you know, and continue. So we're talking about investment. I see some other people that just came on. We're talking about how a mother and daughter can invest in their relationship. And now when you're talking about a percentage, I would like some of you other callers to join us. I know you're there. I'm looking at you, and I feel like, you know how you're sitting on a glass bowl, and everybody's looking at me. So it's like a Deb and Jesse show. They're out there, and they're looking at me because somebody else clicked. We'd like to have your opinions of what you have invested into your daughter or what you might want to start investing into your daughter in your relationship. And all relationships, there are times when things are not all smooth. You're going to go through rough times. Don't think that's perfect. Deb and I both know that we have our times with our daughters, but what you do is that you invest those words in them. I'm coming to you, 347. You invest the words, and then you talk about it. You have the conversation. Give them a hug, a kiss, some loving, and move on. Okay? Thank you, Deborah.
You're welcome.
Hold on. Just stay on. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Dr. Betsy?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
All right. This is Cecilia from New York. Yes, I am enjoying your show today, and I just want to give God thanks to you and your daughter, Angie. And I hear what you say, how a mother and daughter can invest in their relationship. And those three main things that you gave were so important, accepting each other for who they are, hugging, mm-hmm. and connecting to each other, so important. And a smile mm-hmm. go a long ways, and eye contact, mm-hmm. and, of course, love. And when you say these things for your mother and your daughter, it's so important. But you can also use it for your mother-in-law. You can also use it for your sisters, your other family member, your coworker, your people in your church congregation. And I just say, listening to you for a few months, you have enhanced my life so much, not only for me and my daughter having a better relationship with me and my granddaughter, but also for my coworkers. The things that you say to do, like to talk honest to someone and open to each other and care about each other, I found that with my coworkers, sometimes I be having problems with one of them because I'm a supervisor, and sometimes you think when you're a supervisor you have a special task or something like that. No. All management wants is for you to get the work done. And if you have a better relationship and you can talk honest with someone, that is so important. But I don't want to go off the subject too much. I get back on the subject. But I also believe in the word. And the words mm-hmm. become action, and action can manifest into whatever you want to do. And I just thank you and your daughter, and y'all are inspiration. Because I am watching, and I want the same relationship, if not just as good or almost as good as you and your daughter. And I praise God.
Better.
And
you know, take it up to the next level. Yeah, you know, you should shoot for better. I want a better relationship because we're trying to shoot for better too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. And so now with your new relationship that you and your daughter, you know, have come together after not speaking for 3 years, you know, basically you are, I heard some of the things, you're really making some deposits. You made a lot of deposits in the last couple of weeks.
yes.
intimate relationships, and that is
yes.
good. That's yeah. We can't change what has happened, but we can. We can keep it moving. You know what I mean? We can start here and keep going. That's what I tell everybody. Start here and keep going. Thank you
yes.
so very much.
Okay. And another thing I say, like you say, it's good to, like, every week or every month make a date with each other. That is so important to get to know each other and what's going on with each other's life.
Right, right. I just want to say, I know some people want to come on and they want to not reveal their phone number, but if your phone number is not revealing itself, it will not stay on. It will click off. So just for the ones that are doing that, and I see you going in and out, if you don't have your number, it's programmed to shut you off. So just dial with your number and I can get to you. All right? Thank you, Cecilia.
You're welcome.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I was waiting on you to say 336. I'm doing wonderful.
Oh, 336. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. I just wanted to say that I was listening to the show and the topics or the suggestions that people have given for investing in the mother and daughter relationship, I thought were dead on. I think it's important that, you know, you make those investments. I think the time, trust, hugs and smiles and, you know, just those little things like that do build the relationship. But I just want to encourage mothers and daughters to, you know, stay on the grind with it because it's not an easy process. It's not an overnight process. It's just like gaining weight. You know, you spend months, sometimes years gaining weight, and you just can't expect to take it off in a few days or a week. So, you know, you got to stay on the grind. That's the way the relationship between mothers and daughters are. You may have spent months or years doing your relationship one way. You know, maybe some things happen that cause some mistrust, or, you know, maybe you not used to talking or not used to investing the time. So it's going to take some time for both parties involved to get used to the idea of the changes in the relationship. And sometimes one person is more apt to do it than the other. But just stay on the grind because it's gonna pay off and it's going to be well worth it.
Yes, that's the investment piece that's what we're talking about. Because when you're older, like in fact, this is my daughter, this is Angela. When Angela and her husband built a home, she said to me, she says, Mama, she says, we're making everything on the main floor so that we'll have a bedroom, a suite down there for you, our granddad, if something happens to you. And I thought, well, you know, I'm going to be just fine. Nothing's going to happen to me. And I made a joke out of it, but deep down in my heart and soul, I said to her, I said, thank you. And, I came back and I said, thank you. I said, because you know what? She didn't have to do that. She has always, and I thought, I have invested enough that she thinks enough of me that she would build a home with me in mind or my father in mind. My mother is dead now. But we were in her minds when her and her husband was discussing, you know, the possibilities. So they won't have, there's a bathroom, there's a bedroom, everything here on the main floor. And it makes you feel good when you look back at it and say, you know, I've been invested. I hope I never have to use it. But just the fact to know that the investment is showing some gains at this early stage. Because I'm still 27 and a half, as I tell them. This is a little joke. But I am planning to be around for a long time and very, very healthy. But I do appreciate the fact that she thought about me. So when you're talking about your mother and daughter, it is a long process. It's a life process. It's not every day is going to bring on something different because your daughter's going through various things. You're going through various things. You're mingling with other people, and you have to process those conversations that you're having, and it creates another mood swing or another type of energy in your body that you have to process. And so every day is different, and you can't assume that I put enough into this relationship yesterday, so it should last me for another 20 years. And because it is your daughter, I mean, just the fact that you love the person should be enough to just want to keep investing into that relationship. Okay, anyone else have anything else you want to say?
Go ahead. Well, I'm just saying, I just want to say that just touched my heart, what you said, Dr. Betsy, about your daughter, Angie, took into consideration and building a house, because a house is a big responsibility, and had her mother in mind of what's happening in the future when you don't even know the future. So I'm here crying. Mm-hmm. I just thank God for both of you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it touched my heart, and every time I go there, you know, I don't get to sleep in that room because my grandson has insisted I sleep in his room. You know, they always want me, and my grandkids want me on the top floor with them. But, you know, it's there if they ever need it, but I hang out with them when I go there, you know, because we have to play and have fun. So, yeah, it is something when you look back, because I do deal with a lot of mothers and daughters that are in their 50s and 80s, and, you know, people say, wow, you know, you'd think they would have it together at that time. No, we're all human. And we all make mistakes, and we all say and do things that we have to go back and correct. So don't ever think, because I'm sitting on this radio program on Saturday morning talking about mother and daughter relationship, that I in any way are implying that I have a perfect relationship with my daughter. I just make sure that I work on it every day. Every day. I will not allow a miscommunication or anger to set in at all. Even if I said, okay, that's my opinion, all right, I'm going to talk to you later, you know, back off for 10 minutes, I'll call back, you all right, yeah, you okay, and that's it, done. You know, it's just not worth it, because she's a grown lady, and she doesn't have to take my advice. You know, I tell her, here it is, if you need it, use it, if not, then put it in trash can or file number 13, whatever. It just, you know, we don't have the perfect answers for anyone because we don't have it for ourselves. So I don't get upset when she used most of the advice. But, you know, I allow for the fact that she's going to say no, and she's her own person, and she will say no to me. Well, Mama, that's not the way I want to do it. And I respect that. So, okay, sometimes I agree, sometimes I don't. But I'm not going to allow that to interfere with our relationship. It's just not going to happen. Okay. Now, Donna, you have anything else you want to say? No, Deborah.
Yes.
I'm calling you Donna, Deborah. I'm sorry. Do you have anything you want to add to that? We're getting just about to the close of the show.
Yes, I do think your daughter did a wonderful thing looking out for your future, because that lets you know that you did invest a lot in her and that you are investing. And like I told my daughter, anytime you know you can go back home, you know you've done something right. And anytime she wants to come back home, she can. And I look forward to her being with me. I would love for my mother to spend time with me here. But when I was building my home, my mother insisted on not for me, you know, to build that lower floor, because that's what I wanted to do. And she said, no, I like my independence. And now we are struggling because she can't live with me, because we don't have a lower bedroom. So your daughter did a great thing, because I had that intuition and my mother didn't, I wasn't able to fulfill that for my mother. She spends the night, but not as much, because she doesn't have that room, that space.
Mm-hmm.
So I commend your daughter for the beautiful thing that she's done, and you always know that if you need to go there, you can. And I wish I had listened to my heart and gone on and done just the same thing, because I had that in mind, but my mother insisted no. And now it's a problem, because now my mother can't get around very well. She's in her late 70s, and she really needs to be with me. But because she just insisted on not staying with me, now she's not able to, because she can't get up the steps. And it's hard. So I really respect your daughter, and any daughters out there that if that comes in mind, to look out for your mothers. I know your mothers say things. Sometimes they don't mean what they say, and sometimes they know that you need your privacy in your marriage. But, I mean, it's a good idea. If it's in your heart, do it. It was in my heart, and I didn't do it. So don't make the same mistake I made. Do what's in your heart. It always works out better for you in the end.
Yes, because, you know, what I tell mothers, I said, you know, God speaks to daughters, too. Don't you ever think that God doesn't speak to daughters. And God knows what's ahead of us. So when she said that, you know, I jokingly said, oh, no, that's not going to happen. Well, of course, I'm going to do everything in my mind and stay within the faith that I cannot get sick because by Jesus Christ, I'm healed. So that's my focus. But the fact that she did that, she took in my father for a while, and it was a perfect setting. And I can't just say my daughter. I have to give my son-in-law because, beautiful son-in-law. Without him, she could not have done that. So, and he agreed, and that's the good thing about it. He agreed to it and was, you know, just glad to do it. So, you know, you got to give credit where credit is due. And when I go there, it's like, stay as long as you want to stay, you know, whatever. And that's good to know. And because I deposit into him, too. So we have to look at that. And that's another thing that we're going to talk about in a couple of weeks is about daughter-in-laws and son-in-laws and how they are our children. Once they're into our family, they are our children. So I'm sorry you didn't do it, but maybe, and we're going to pray and ask God that things will come together, that you can get that room.
Mm-hmm.
Together, so that she can come and stay. You know,
amen.
Yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. We're going to believe God for that, because you know, it at the time, you know, it would be a good thing for her. And if we trust and we agree and we ask God, it's going to happen. Somebody's just going to come to you and say, you know what, Deborah, we're going to fill that room, and we're going to believe that's going to happen. And in the next few months, you're going to have someone come to you and say to you,
that.
All right. That's what we're talking about. We're going to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Angela, you have anything else to say? We're getting ready to close. This has been a wonderful, wonderful show.
No. Enjoyed the show. Enjoyed the callers. Just glad to be a part.
Yeah. And for all of our men friend out there that are listening, I'm so excited because we do have fathers that are interested in mothers and daughters and what we are doing and saying so that they can grow as well. You know, I truly appreciate it. There's a gentleman named Khalid that has been a big supporter, and I just want to say to you, Khalid, today, thank you so much. He promotes the mother and daughter. Excellent point. That's just wonderful. That's wonderful things that's happening that you mothers and daughters will hear about later on closely in the future. But I like to give credit where credit is due, and I thank you so very much for that. One second. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Hi, my name is Virginia Palmer. I'm a sister of Cecilia and Tiny Palmer. I was listening at the show. I'm your first cousin. I can't wait to meet you today, and I enjoy the show. I don't have a mother because she passed, and I don't have a daughter because I never had any kids. But I listen to your show, and I agree with everything you and everybody else said.
Well, good. Thank you. But keep in mind now, Virginia, you are a daughter, and you have your mother and daughter story. How old were you when your mother passed?
I was 42.
Okay, so you had a long life with your mother. So you have wonderful stories to share. And thank you for calling in. We have 90 seconds. This went by really, really fast. I thank you guys so very much, and I pray that each one of you have an excellent week. And just know, whatever you speak a word before you speak, just think, what am I investing into this person if I say this? How will it affect their lives? Okay? Thank you so very much. God bless you. And you guys have a great weekend.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
Bye. Bye.